Africa was a double victim of colonialism. First of all, because of colonialism itself. And I'm particularly at ease because I come from a colonialist country. But second, because when the institutions that are today the pillars of multilateralism, the UN, the Bretton Woods institutions were created, the African countries were not yet independent. They were not there. Their voice could not be heard. And so they were not represented, and today they remain dramatically underrepresented. Underrepresented in the UN, where there is still not one single African permanent member of the Security Council, which is something that is profoundly unfair and needs to be corrected, but also clearly underrepresented in the Bretton Woods institutions and other international institutions that were created to manage the global economy.